तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। वञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृतासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमो। महावदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्यनाम्ने गौरस्ते गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय भक्त्याभिहीनाय पराधलक्ष्मे चित्त्वाश्च कामादितरङ्गम् कृपामयि त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नमस्ते शरणारविन्दे। यं प्रव्यजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरयाजिवाम पुत्रेति तन्मयतया सर्वोऽभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानुपुष्णे तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति देव्याय राधे तं नयनां चरणामि। फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई ऑफर माय अवेलियंस इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माय परमाराध्य गुरुदेव नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट विष्णु पाशिष्मन भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव गोस्वामी महाराज। मैं शिक्षा गुरु नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट विष्णु पाशिष्मन भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज एंड ऑल और ऑल गुरु परंपरा। टुडे इज एकादशी those who are coming you should give them seat and tell them to come forward.
He's a disciple of Swami Maharaj.
You should come. Where is you? Give respect to them and very gently tell them to come and seat. Today is very auspicious day, Ekadashi. We will glorify Ekadashi. But before this, I want to tell something that Pujya Shri Mangal Maharaj came here and we were happy to meet him. And he told something very good thing, but something he told to make clear you, like he knows everything, but he told something only for audience who do not know anything, ABCD. He told that Uttav came from Dwarka, but actually he came from Mathura. He told that Mathura and Dwarka are same thing, and really this is like same thing, so no harm. But actually he came from Dwarka, Mathura. When Krishna came from Vrindavan, Braja, and in a very few days after when he killed Kams and all so many Charanamurtis and demons, his father Vasudeva Devaki, with the advice of Akrur and others, they decided to send Krishna to a study very far away, because Vrindavan is very so near us. At once Krishna may fly there. So they made a click like this that he should be sent to very far away. And he was sent to Gurukul. And there 64 days he was there, and everything he learnt. He has learnt, he is the root of all vidyas, everything. Only it was for the teaching for others. He returned, and then he was weeping for Vrindavan, his father and mother. Then he told Uddha to go there. And he told something. And he told that you should take it in your heart and give this message to Gopis and his father and mother. When he went there in the evening, Nanda Baba at once recognized him. He knew from before. He used to go sometimes to Mathura to pay some taxes to Kamsa and to meet his all brothers like Vasudeva and others. So he very well well known to Uddhava and Nanda Baba. So Nanda Baba at once began to weep. And he wanted to ask something about Krishna. First he did so much
introduction
with so many paraphernalia. Worship, that he did his activities, because they were younger than Krishna Baba, Krishna. Even Krishna, his son. So he always think like his son. So he began to weep, and after that he wanted to ask about Krishna, how my Krishna is. But he could not ask. He remembered all the past time which occurred in Vrindavan, Braja, Gokul and everywhere. So he began to weep bitterly, reminding all this. At last he thought, Uddhav, can you tell how my brother is there, Vasudev? Luckily, Kans was killed by himself, his own bad activities. Now, how he is? And he remained at that time Krishna. How Krishna is there? And he began to again be. Then Uddhava wanted to pacify him because Krishna has told. But he thought that if I am telling that you are so lucky, one who peeps for Krishna, even a one drop comes from the eyes of anyone, tear, then he shows so maha-maha-maha-bhag. And he is literally so, thinking that he is my son. Certainly, he is so lucky, maha-maha-bhagyaman. But he is weeping. Should I tell that you should more weep and weep and go on weeping? But by telling so, I cannot pacify him. Then I should tell you should not weep. Then all shastra will take my ears and twist it. Why you are telling? Don't weep for Krishna. We should have a greed that how he is weeping, and I should weep also for Krishna. Nainam galadashudharaya Badanam Gadagadarudhaya Gira Pulakar Nikitam Papuhakada Tavanam Grahani Kavish. Those who are chanting name and hearing past times of Krishna and not breathing, heart not melting, they are really stone. Their heart is up. Not a stone but
thunderbolt.
It means that he has done so many less and less offenses in the lotus feet of Vaishnavas. That is why no tear is coming, heart is not melting. But Uddhava wanted to pacify them. He told anyhow, "Oh, both of you, Mother Yashoda and you, are both maha maha saubhagyaman. Because Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, Ishwar of Ishwar, he has now, you are thinking him like your son and waiting for him. He is not anyone's son. He is Aja. No birth and day." Then Nanda Baba told, "Oh, you are really like
an
orphan. I thought that you are so intelligent in the associations of Krishna, but I think that you have no intelligence, nothing. You are very ignorant. You can think that you are telling that Krishna is Supreme Godhead." And he came to my house and as a son. But Krishna perhaps thought that I am not qualified to be a son. I have no so much love for him. And he left me and went to Mathura, where he will have so much
love and affection.
In this world there was only father one, and he was Dasarath. That after Ram went to
forest.
He began to weep and told Ram, "Haram and Haram," not third time, only two times, and he left his body. And I myself, my Krishna, loving son, has left me, and still I am alive and telling him, weeping and weeping, he became faint, telling that my heart is made of a stone, it is not melting. Why I am not dead? And he didn't. Then Uddhava was thinking that I have done wrong. Why I told so? Surely I am so ignorant. But what should I tell? There is no word in my heart or in any dictionary. And he began to repent. Yashoda Maiya, Nanda Baba never did aarti. Never. Yashoda was always saint. Nanda Baba was so. Uddhava is not going to tell them this theory, tattva, that world is false. Jeev is even Krishna. And Brahma is nirakar, nirvishesh, niranjan. Never. There is so much difference in jnan, nirvishesh jnan, tattva jnan, and aishwarya jnan. So much difference. Nirvisheshvadi, Shankarist, Advaitvadi, Nirvishesh Kayala Advaitvadi. Jivo Brahma Ivanapra, Sarvam Kaludam Brahma, like this. And Tattva Jnani, like Prahlad Maharaj, his Jnani Bhakta, more difference, so much difference in Jnani and Jnani Bhakta. They are offenders in the lotus feet of Krishna, who are jnani. They don't accept the theory that Krishna has said or God has said. Nirvishesh, nirakar, niranjan, abhay, anad. But Prahlad Maharaj, Sanandana, Sanat Kumar are jnani bhakta. They admit Krishna. They admit all the incarnations of God. They admit Maya, this world satya, but nashwar, but
perishable.
Oh, you should come near. Why you see there so much? I always tell you, one day I will have to twist your ear. Always been here. So, Uddhava is not a Shushka Jnani, Nirveshishvadi. He was pure Bhakta. But Krishna has told him that he used to tell him Tattva Jnana, that Krishna is God Himself, Supreme Personality of Godhead. And He is everywhere. And He is not anyone's son or friend or beloved. He is equal to all in this world. You should tell only this. So, in Chaitanya Charitamrita and Srimad Bhagavata it has been told that Aishwarya Jnane Shithil Mora Priti, that Jnane Prayasam Tapasya Namantayeva. First of all, we have to know that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. He has six attributes. He is Bhagavan. He is original. He is the root of all the incarnations. And what is Maya? What is Jiva Tattva? Eternal Sub-Atom, Krishna. We should know all these things. But if after that you will have a better association, qualified Rasik and Tattva Vaishnava, then he will help you. He will suggest you that forget that Krishna is Himself, Brahma or God or Supreme Personality of Godhead. Forget all these things. And then you should treat Krishna like your son, like your worldly friend, like your beloved. Try to forget all these. If you are not forgetting, always remembering that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead, or in Srimad Bhagavati it has been written, Krishna tu Bhagavan. Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vikranadiradi Govinda. Oh Bhagyam, oh Bhagyam, Nanda Gopri Yogusham Janamitram Paramanandam Purna Brahma. You should try to forget all these things. Otherwise you cannot enter in Braja. Then you will have to go to Golok. Golok. Golok is superior than Vaikuntha, but inferior than Dwarka even. In Golok, there are three loks, Krishna loks, Dwarka, Mathura and Vrindavan, Braja, Gokul, like Spinda. So, here, Uddhava was not a Brahmajnani. He was knowing Krishna, that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. He could not forget this. Even he went to the lotus feet of Gopis. And that is why he wanted to forget Krishna, the Bhagavata of Krishna, supremacy of Krishna. And he wanted to be like any braja, gopi, gop, any peacocks, like any shuk, parrot or anything, like deer, but he could not be. And that is why he had to return to Mathura. He was so much feared that, oh, gopis, always weeping for Krishna, always keeping weeping, and Krishna is not coming here. So Krishna may give up me also, so I should return just now. He could not be a feed dust of gopis even. And so he prayed, Bande Nanda Vrijeshtinam Padarinam Bhakti Krishna. And what, after that, what dialogue began in Uddhava and gopis? No dialogue at all. Only gopis were telling and weeping, sometimes being angry, abusing Krishna, and other different modes. So Uddhava, he heard all these things. And then he told, oh, Krishna has certainly merciful. Krishna is solely here, not in Mathura, only part is there. years only. I realize it. Oh, Gopis has done a splendid mercy to me by their separation mode that they have told here. Bharmar Geet, not Gopi Geet. Not Gopi Geet. Gopi Geet is Jayatiti Hikam Janmana Praja. So, you should know all these things, that you should not have any confusion in all these things. So, Uddhava was not Brahma Jnani, but he was pure Bhakta. But he has some Aishwarya Jnana. In Braj, this Krishna Tattva or Aishwarya Jnana cannot go inter there. So we will have to give up and forgive it all. Now today is Ekadashi. I want that in a brief we can remember Ambarish Maharaj and Durvasa. You can come here and brief. Prem Prayojan, you can come. And then we will advance. You can come here. Take this. Very brief, not so much. Please. Only Shiksha teaching. But you can take my.
Jnanasya Jnananjanasalakya Chakshurunmilitamyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Ambarish Maharaj was a very great devotee of Krishna who lived in Mathura. Once it happened that on one Akadasi day, Ambarish Maharaj was fasting. And on this day, the great sage, the Vasa Rishi, he came to the council of Ambarish Maharaj. The next day, when the Ekadasi was, the time came to break the Ekadasi fast, Durvasa Rishi came. And this presented a dilemma to Ambarish Maharaj. On the one hand, the time for breaking the fast had arrived, and he had to take something to break the Ekadasi fast. On the other hand, a guest had arrived, an exalted guest, the Vasa Rishi. And it is against the Vedic custom to take any food or water before one has served his guest. So the Vasa Rishi, he had gone to take a bath, and the time for the parent time for breaking the Ekadasi fast was about to come to an end. So Ambarish Maharaj, taking the advice of his Brahmins, he decided to simultaneously break the fast and not break the fast by just taking some water.
Charnamrit.
So here there was a conflict between following the rules and regulations which are meant for persons following Varnashram Dharma and the ordinary behavior for worldly persons, dharmic behavior. And this type of behavior, it came in conflict with the behavior which should be followed by those who are cultivating pure bhakti. In other words, there was a conflict between following the customs of the Vedas and following the Akadasi Vrat. So Amrish Maharaj, he rightly decided that it was correct to follow the higher principle, and still he took some charanamrit, which is considered to be a breaking of the fast and not breaking of the fast. So the Vasa Rishi was a very powerful sage, and by his mystic power he could understand that Amrish Maharaj had taken something without first serving him. So realizing this, he became so angry. He felt that Amrish Maharaj had disrespected him. So he came to the palace of Amrish Maharaj with the intention of teaching him a lesson that he should not behave in this way and dishonor and disrespect such an elevated personality as himself. He was unable to tolerate this apparent insult. So the Vasa Rishi, being very angry, he, from his head, he plucked some hair and threw it on the ground, and by his mystic power his hair became a great fiery demon, and this demon immediately rushed at Amrish Maharaj to kill him. Amrish Maharaj, being a fully surrendered pure devotee of the Lord, simply stood with folded hands as the fiery demon rushed towards him. He was not afraid, because he understood that everything is the will of the Lord, and if Krishna wants to protect one, no one can kill him, and if Krishna wants to kill you, then no one can save you. So he was undisturbed, and the fire demon ran towards him. At that time, because Amrish Maharaj was a pure devotee, the Lord himself sent his Sudarshan Chakra to save Amrish Maharaj. So suddenly the Sudarshan Chakra appeared and killed this fiery demon, the creation of Devasa Rishi, and then turned towards Devasa Rishi to cut him. Devasa Rishi, on the other hand, unlike Amrish Maharaj, did not stand with folded arms waiting to receive the mercy of the Lord, but rather he was extremely afraid and began to run for his life. This is the difference between a yogi and a devotee. Krishna Bhakti Nishkama Atayeva Shanta Bhukti Mukti Siddhi Kami Sakali Ashanta. The pure devotee of Krishna, he is always peaceful because he has no desire, no material desire. But the Kamis, Yogis and Jnanis, they are all lusty persons. They have so many desires for either for sense enjoyment, for mystic power or for liberation. And therefore they become afraid. So the Vasa Rishi was very much afraid, and he began to run away from the Sudarshan Chakra. The Sudarshan Chakra chased him very close behind, and the Vasa Rishi, he thought, I'll have to seek some shelter. So he went to Brahmaji to ask for shelter, but Brahmaji, he admitted, this is the Sudarshan Chakra of the Supreme Lord, it is not under my control, I have no power to save you. So the Vasa Rishi, he left Lord Brahma and he went to Mahadev, Shri Thakur. He was also admitted that he had no power to control the Sudarshan Chakra of the Supreme Lord. Finally, the Vasa Rishi, he went to Lord Vishnu, because it's Lord Vishnu's chakra. And he said, please do something to save me. Lord Vishnu said, Sadabho Hridayam Mayam Sadhanam Ridyam Taham Nananyate Najananti Navyote Nahamte Vyo Managapi. Vishnu said, the devotees are in my heart and I am in their heart. They don't know anything but me, and I don't know anything but them. Aham Bhakta Paradino Yasvatam Sarivajija Sarubir Grastaridayo Bhakta Bhakta Janapriya. He said, actually I am not independent. I am under the control of my pure devotees. My pure devotees have captured me within their hearts. What to speak of my pure devotees? They are so dear to me. Even the devotees of my pure devotees are so dear to me. So even Lord Vishnu, Lord Narayan, he admitted that in this situation, he could not give shelter to Devasa Rishi because Devasa Rishi, he had offended his pure devotee. So Vishnu, Lord Vishnu gave Devasa the advice, you have to go and beg for the mercy of Ambarish Maharaj. So Devasa Rishi, he returned to Mathura and entering the council of Ambarish Maharaj, fell at his feet to offer Dandavat and beg for forgiveness. All this time, when Devasa Rishi was being chased all over the universe, this took a period of 1 year. And throughout that entire time, Ambarish Maharaj had fasted because he didn't want to dishonor his exalted guest. So humble. And when Devasa Rishi came and surrendered to him, he said, you have not offended me. And in this way, Devasa Rishi, he came to realize the glory of the pure devotees. How the pure devotees are so exalted. How the Supreme Lord comes under the control of their love. And how all the other processes of karma, jnana, and yoga are very, very insignificant and worthless in comparison to the path of bhakti. And chuckles to listen to bhakti.
Very good. You can see, take your seats, please. In this Srimad Bhagavatam, Upadhyaya, there are so many things. There are so many things to learn. First, you should try to learn and to practice this and realize this. What is this speciality that today has been called Ekadashi? This is the 11th day from Amarsya or Purnima, full day or full
moon.
And we have also 11 senses. 10 Gyan and 10 Karma. Five karma senses and five jnana senses. These 10 and mind, 11. By 11 all these senses, we should try to be nearer to Krishna. Ekadashi. By 11 senses, upavas. Upavas. Up means very near. Bash, to leave. Today we should try to be with Krishna, nearer Krishna, anyhow, with our whole senses, mind, body, and everything. If you are not following this, then something will be harmful. Today, moon becomes so nearer to earth. It attracts water everywhere. If the water is in sea, river, or in our body, anywhere. If you are taking anything, grain, it is like a blotting paper. If you are taking only water here, it will go away, pass away. Very soon. But if you are taking grain and water both, then it becomes like it.
Solid.
Blotting paper, eh?
Solid.
Holds in water.
Like blotting paper, it absorbs.
And like a tulo,
cotton.
And even you can do like this, but even some water will be there. So if you are taking any grain, chapati, or all other grains, or anything made by that, it becomes like cotton or
sponge.
A sponge. It will
hold
so much water, and Chandra will, moon will attract, and all your bad diseases will go off. So any person who has some disease, the disease increases in these days, especially from Ekadasi to Purnima, full moon, and Ekadasi to Amavasya. And you can see, you can test in hospitals, about 99% persons die on these days. You can watch. We have tested it. So, you are controlling on Ekadasi and not taking grain, but if you can take, it is better that Nirjala, no water. Today in India, all are observing Nirjala Ekadasi. Even boys, little boys, and now hotness is about
48 degrees.
But even, no harm at all, nothing. So by this, we can take all diseases. You can see that in sea, in ocean,
high tide,
and water comes so high. So in our body, it will be like so. So we should be careful. And how to be with Krishna, nearer to Krishna? Krishna and Tadiya. Tadiya means Tulasi, Ganga, Yamuna, Vrindavan,
Giriraj,
temple, any temple of Radha Krishna. All are Tadiya. Mostly his devotees, pure devotees, Rasik and Tatpagya, Uttam Adhikari, or Madhyam Adhikari even. If you are associating with them, being in Vrindavan, being nearer to Tulasi plant, to Puri Dham, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there, in Govind Gopinath, all temples, praying, hearing Hari Katha, then you will be nearer to Krishna. So this is called Upapas. So you should try to be, don't do any worldly things. At least we should take one day in
two weeks.
Only one day you can do it. To be nearer to them. Then you cannot come down. Your bhakti will increase and develop, certainly, by the association. So Krishna has arranged, and he has become himself Ekadasi. That today you should give your 11 senses to me. So this is a very good thing. Krishna has become Ekadasi, so we should try to observe. We see that Krishna did like chakra and ordered her to Shishupal, for Shishupal. In 1 second, like, and at once she cut down the head of Shishupal. Everywhere you see that Krishna, if he takes and throws in a second, very quickly, it cuts the head. But why 1 year it took that Durvasa was running and chakra was not cutting his head? Why? What is the reason? There must be something. Why he was not cutting the head? He should not cut in 1 minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 1 hour, 2 hours, 1 month.
it took nearly 1 year, and even he could not cut. And following, and he was quickly running, and he was falling. He was running, but some two angles. Why? What is the reason? Yeah.
Because Amrish Maharaj was praying to Lord Vishnu constantly that please nothing should harm Durvasa.
Not this was the reason. Durvasa cannot, Amrish Maharaj cannot be opposite to Krishna. If Narayan or Krishna has thrown that Chakra Sudarshan, he must have cut his out. But Sudarshan is not only weapon. Sudarshan means
auspicious
vision. By this anyone doesn't die, cannot die. He will not destroy, but he will give eyes, whether by cutting head or by any means. Here, Durvasa was pure Vaishnava. Because he is manifestation of Shankar, Vaishnava Anang Jatha Sambhu, he wanted to glorify in indirect way too. That what is bhakti and how powerful are devotees of Krishna. Durvasa, though he can give any benediction to anyone, he has given some benediction to Radhika. What? What benediction?
Something inside, like
nectar.
More than
nectar. How he can be opposite to any person like Amrish Maharaj wanted to glorify bhakti and glorify himself Krishna. That Durvasa, high class of Brahmin, yogi, his mortal, his amar, agar, earth,
material world,
and that Brahmaloka. And Amrish Maharaj, only clearing the temple, always brooming, doing kirtan, Hare Krishna, or anyone, Govinda Damo, Dharma Adhiti, or anything. Very simple. Doing all these services, collecting flowers, making garlands, always doing all his controlling. He gave it to his ministers, having to maintain his kingdom and anything. And he personally used to do all the service of Krishna. Very simple. No one could realize him that he is so high class of devotee. So you can also understand this. Any devotee who is only chanting Hare Krishna, doing his worldly jobs, everything, maintaining his life. But he is more than any yogi, brahmajnani like Durvasa. He may not realize his position, his sthiti,
position.
But yet he is so much higher than any of the brahmajnani or anyone. So Durvasa, Chakra Sudarshan, knowing this, Durvasa is also my bhakta. He wants to glorify bhakti and bhakta and Bhagavan. So as he is going to glorify all in any indirect way, so indirect way I should do. I will not cut his head, but I will pursue him, making fear for all others. That Chakra Sudarshan always protects and saves any devotee. Like Prahlad Maharaj and all others, Gajendra, you know? Like this. Another thing is that that if a man is like Durvasa coming to us, and there is Ekadasi or any simple thing, Ambarish Maharaj is thinking what to do. In one hand, if I am taking Charanamritam, then I am neglecting that Brahmin and Yogi, Brahmarth Yogi. And in other hand, there is Ekadasi. If I am not observing Ekadasi by taking what? Charanamrita or anything, then I am neglecting Ekadasi. Which is more harmful? To disobey any Brahmin or to disobey Bhakti? He thought that I may disobey lakhs and lakhs Brahmins, not only. So Brahmajnani Yogi I can. But I cannot defame even anything, name, Naam Brahmani, Govinde Naam Brahmani Vaishnave, Salpa Punyavatam Rajan Vishwasnai Pratayat. I cannot defend. Hariname, Ekadasi. Ekadasi is the mother of bhakti. You know this? Ekadasi is mother of
devotion.
Devotion. So if you will do, observe Ekadasi, then bhakti will surely come. But it seems very odd.